T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, there's a breaking development at the top of the hour in one of the biggest concerts to come to Chicago this year. Less than 30 minutes ago, the United Center confirmed that tonight's Harry Styles concert, the first of 6 sold-out shows scheduled here in Chicago, has been postponed until Monday. This is because of an illness in the band. WBBM's Brandon Eisen tells us that could be very discouraging news for fans who have been lined up outside the UC for hours hoping to get a last-minute ticket.
To be so alone, to be so...
Caroline is far from alone. She's among dozens of mostly young ladies in line at the United Center box office, hoping to score tickets for under $200, with some tickets going for thousands of dollars online.
It's really unfair to see, like, ticket scalpers these days just trying to get as much money as they possibly can, and it's sad.
That's Alexis. Beside her is friend Sydney. They tell WBBM that they already have tickets that they bought at face value but would like to get a little closer to the stage, and Sydney says they may even consider selling their current tickets at below face value.
That's our goal, is if we do upgrade, we're going to try and get them to somebody who has never seen Harry before. And yeah.
At the United Center, Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
Attorneys for the city of Chicago say Mayor Lightfoot should not have to answer any questions under oath in a Chicago police whistleblower lawsuit. WBBM's Terry Keschner with the story.
City lawyers say Mayor Lightfoot should not have to sit for an upcoming deposition with lawyers for Chicago police officer Isaac Lambert. The Sun-Times reports Lambert's lawyers say he was demoted after refusing a superior's request to lie to protect a fellow officer involved in a shooting back in 2017. In 2016, Lightfoot led a police accountability task force for then-Mayor Rahm Emanuel to investigate Chicago police after the Laquan McDonald shooting, and the task force said there was a code of silence within the police department. The Sun-Times says the mayor's lawyers say she will not be able to provide relevant information to Lambert's case. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Family members of a Chicago man who died while being arrested by police in upstate New York are in line for a multi-million dollar settlement. The mayor of Rochester, New York, today confirmed that the city will pay $12 million to the 5 children of Daniel Prude, who died in March of 2020 while being restrained by police during a reported mental health episode. 6 months later, his brother Joe talked to reporters as the family filed a wrongful death lawsuit in the case.
I placed a phone call for my brother to get help, not for my brother to get lynched.
Today, the city's mayor says a trial would have cost the city even more money, while the family's attorney notes the settlement does not include any agreement for reform.
The first in a long series of Chicago City Council budget hearings underway. Mayor Lightfoot telling WBBM her proposed budget was informed by a series of conversations with the aldermen.
The budget hearings are the opportunity for City Council members to raise concerns about the mayor's spending plans, but Mayor Lightfoot tells WBBM the consultation process has been underway for a long time. She says she and her team meet with a small group of alderpersons every other month, and she gets an earful.
You know, it's a very diverse city council, diverse in terms of life experience, diverse in terms of politics. You know, on the one hand, you're going to hear from some who say, oh, there's not enough invested in the police department. You're going to hear from other people on the other end of the spectrum saying, oh, there's way too much. You know, there's always going to be commentary, and that's really part of the normal back and forth of the budget process.
But Lightfoot says she believes this is a budget that continues needed long-term investments and puts new initiatives in place, all after some tough economic times. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
In West Lafayette, hundreds gathered yesterday to honor a Purdue University student who was killed in his dorm room. Torin Vandervoort helped organize the vigil. He spoke to CBS2.
Every student knows about this monument, and it's a place that logically you would go during a time of mourning like this. So we wanted to make sure that we could collect everyone together.
Authorities say 21-year-old Varun Manesh Chetta from Indianapolis was stabbed to death. His roommate is in custody on a preliminary charge of murder. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon takes place this Sunday, and today many of the runners are picking up race packets and attending a health and fitness expo at McCormick Place. WBBM's Mike Krauser was there.
Do you have the 26.2 sticker on the back of your car? I don't like to put stickers on my car. So
one of the faces in the crowd of 40,000 that will be running in the marathon is a man named Ali, who lives in Pennsylvania.
Have you run the Chicago Marathon before?
One time before, yes.
People love this marathon.
Oh, yes. It's an awesome marathon. This crowd support is unbelievable. It's just perfect. Everything is really nice. And they're going through the city and seeing all the different locations, different places. It's so nice.
How many marathons have you run in your life?
Four. And this is going to be my fifth one.
And that's a big commitment for the training, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. Training is the hardest part of the whole thing. But then you get to finish the 26.2 miles, and that's a good feeling.
Ali running in his fifth marathon, his second in Chicago. Just one of many stories here at McCormick Place.
And we've posted a link for more information about the marathon, including roads to avoid. It's all at the top of the homepage at WBBMNewsRadio.com.
Federal judge is demanding that twice convicted entertainer R. Kelly be present for status hearings in his ongoing state case. Kelly has missed a few of them. His attorney wants the prosecution to drop the state case, saying Kelly has already been sentenced to 30 years and convicted in a second trial in Chicago. The state charges, he says, are far lighter and should be dropped. The prosecution is not yet ready to make a decision on proceeding with the state charges.
In Wisconsin, a trial is off to a rocky start for the man charged with killing six people by allegedly plowing his SUV through a Christmas parade last year. Daryl Brooks interrupted the judge repeatedly before opening statements began, causing him to be removed to a satellite courtroom.
Mr. Brooks, you are now going to be removed to the other courtroom.
Today.
I have had a dozen more interruptions.
Brooke is acting on his own attorney since dismissing his public defenders last week. Before opening statements, the 40-year-old removed his shirt and stuck a sign down his pants that he'd been given to signal objections.
A man who claimed he damaged two Chicago abortion clinics with ball bearings could wind up facing more severe federal charges. Michael Barron was looking at a misdemeanor charge in an attack on a clinic in Edgewater last year. Now, the Sun-Times says an affidavit filed last year says Barron is tied to 19 attacks on three clinics in 2021, and in 14 of those attacks, he used ball bearings.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.